is World Famous?
Why is he here?
Where is World Famous?
What is he anyway?
Why is World Famous?
When is he here?
With his faithful radio engineer companion Clancy, the outspoken and entertaining disguised disc jockey on the air leads an acoustical attempt to uphold love, peace, and happiness across the dials of American radio. Now, another musical chapter in the bizarre autobiography of the overtly talented, humble, modest, honest super-duper star, Gerald Jeffrey Christopher Jr. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of your radio come the sonic vibrations of the talking, time-telling Big Piggy. A fiery mouth with the speed of a tortoise, a cloud of cigar smoke, and a hearty...
Hi, World Famous!
The Lone Entertainer is on the air again!
World Famous!
KQV!
After 4 o'clock, this program is a Lone Entertainer production presentation, produced and directed by Frank Manapana, engineered by Clancy Waters, and I am the start of the show, better late than ever. I've got a cold today, so I'm not going to be funny. I'm going to play a lot of music. Turn up my mic, Clancy. I am trying to make this song the number one disco tune in Pittsburgh, PA. It's from 1973, Philly's Intruders. I think a dynamite song to bump to. However, the bump wasn't around when the song was. Now the bump is popular and the song's not out. I'm trying to get the two together on Something Different, KQV. Yes, as the expression goes, incest is best. Philly's Intruders, I'll always love my mama. On Something Different.
KQV!
14 after 4 o'clock on Pittsburgh's original radio station. Obviously, I'm world famous. The overtly talented, humble, modest, honest, super-duper star with a clogged-up nose and a sore throat of Pittsburgh. Whew. I feel miserable, but I won't take it out on my audience. I'll just show you how really tough I am. It didn't help exactly to have Jay Davis be mad at me for being late. It's not my fault I didn't understand the schedule. Plus, when you're a star, you're allowed to be a bit late now and again. Of course, Jay had a remedy for my cold. He told me to use chicken noodle soup. Hot chicken noodle soup. Of course, that might work, but I don't think pouring scalding hot broth in my face was the answer. What's that? We have some... Oh, I'd like to welcome back Frank Manapana, our Lone Entertainer production presentation... Whatchamacallit, producer, back from Miami, Florida today, just handed me some sports, which I will try to read, and if you don't mind, just to ease my throat, going to be chewing some gum, because it fits in with baseball anyway. In the American League, Milwaukee is leading Cleveland by a score of 1-0. That after 7.5 innings of play. California tied with Chicago after 5.5 at 2 apiece. Baltimore at Boston was postponed on account of rain. Detroit is leading New York 3-0. That after 1 inning of play. Over in the National League, Houston leading Cincinnati 4-3. Chicago tied with New York 2-2, that in the second inning. San Diego out in front of Atlanta 4-1 after 5 innings. And Pirates aren't playing today, are they? Or are they playing tonight? No one knows. We'll check in a couple of minutes. In the NBA playoffs, final score, Houston beat Boston 117-102. We see, we already read that. What else do we have here? Pirate pitcher Jim Rooker will test his arm for the first time tonight. Oh, they are playing tonight. All right, Frank. When the Pirates face the St. Louis Cardinals in the second of a three-game series, Bob Forsch pitches tonight for St. Louis. Dave Parker drove in his first runs of the season with a two-run homer last night when the Cards downed the Pirates 5-4. And Beaver Falls, Sherm Hostetter. Is that his name, Frank? Hostetter? All right. Of Penn State. Fired an even par 72 yesterday on Ohio State's Scarlet Golf Course to share the opening round lead in the Kepler Invitational. with Ohio State's Larry Galloway. And that's about it in sports.
This is something that my husband feels very strongly about.
Missy Arons of Seattle talks about her six kids and Trident sugarless gum.
He disapproves of the fact that candy is so readily available to the children. He feels very good about the fact that they can chew a sugarless gum. He also chews it.
Remember, 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum.
I feel that the flavor is very good. I enjoy it as much as I do a sugared gum.
Trident, for families who care about their teeth.
KQV plays more commercials because we make more money.
World famous!
Ladies and gentlemen, contrary to popular opinion, the giraffe does make a sound. To prove this amazing fact, we conducted an impartial telephone survey, and here are some of the results.
Yes. You know what a giraffe sounds like?
Panting sound, I think.
My interpretation. He's vicious. He told me to chop down his favorite tree.
I am a giraffe.
You are a giraffe?
Yes, I am.
What is your first name, sir?
Never mind that.
Oh.
Those are the bubbles coming up my neck.
Would you let it fly one more time?
Don't you know what the giraffe says?
Uh-oh, what?
The female says... Mm-hmm. That's what she says.
Yes. Well, if you want to know what the real giraffe is like, visit the Giraffe Discotheque at 7 Parkway Center, Green Tree.
19 minutes after 4 o'clock, and something different. Channel 14, Pittsburgh's original radio station, the initials of your best friend, KQV, with Pilot. After 4 o'clock, something different. Pittsburgh's original radio station, Channel 14, the initials of the best friend you'll ever have.
KQV!
Now, for all of you who have requests to put in my ear, I don't take them. But I will be opening up my phony telephone at 333-9190 for a highly entertaining, sparkling edition of Driveline Time moments from now over most of this station. However, for those of you having birthdays this weekend, here's Beatles from 69 for you. KQV News Theater is on the air.
We want your technical progress, but not your political ideas that made that progress possible. That's the way Iraq sees it. The oil-producing Middle East country of Iraq is beyond a doubt anti-American. But that doesn't keep the Iraqis from trading with the U.S. In fact, the socialist nation is the fastest-growing market for U.S. goods in the Mideast. The police cars in Baghdad came from Detroit. The airliners are from Seattle. Kansas and other U.S. states furnish the wheat. Yet, Iraqi political leaders, government radio, and newspapers daily attack what they call American imperialism, and Washington is constantly denounced for its support of Israel. Senior officials of the Iraqi ruling party see no contradiction in this blend of trade and insults. The director of Iraq's industrial planning, who, by the way, graduated from the University of Illinois, says that his country can't sacrifice technology just because of political differences. He says that politically, the Iraqis still prefer their close neighbors, the Russians. But the country has to turn to the West for the best technology. He says as soon as they can find someone else with the American know-how, they'll take their business elsewhere.
Famous phony telephone, you're on the air. What's your first name?
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm world famous. What's your first name?
I'm Patty.
Oh, hi, Patty.
Hi.
Welcome to the world famous phony telephone.
Oh, thank you.
What can I do for you?
Can you talk, or are you busy?
Can I talk?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is gripe line time. Do you have something to get off your chest?
No, I just think that you're really nice and everything.
I'm very nice.
Yeah, I know you are. I met you on the hike. That's really, That's the first time I really got to know you, you know?
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
If you're old enough, I'm having sort of a contest. I'm looking to marry one of the girls in my audience.
Oh, yeah?
If you'd like to send the information in, a picture of yourself and all your background material, I'm going to marry a lucky lady listener in a rather large audience. How old are you, Patty?
I'm 18.
Oh, you are 18?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Can I see some identification, please?
I don't have any.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's a little after 4:30 on Something Different. Channel 14, Pittsburgh's original radio station. The initials of the best friend you'll ever have, KQV. Obviously, I'm world famous. I say, Shanana! Just like Romeo and Juliet, Shanana, they were in the studio a couple of weeks ago, about a week and a half, when they were on stage there at the Syrian Mosque. 24 till 5 o'clock, Channel 14, Pittsburgh's original radio station, the initials of your best friend, KQV. This is Something Different. Obviously, I am world famous with my highly trained and rather cute-looking talking time-telling pig, Peggy. 24 till 5 o'clock. Once again, welcoming back Frank Monopana, who has been on vacation for the last 4 days in sunny Miami, Florida. Of course, Clancy Waters, our engineer, is still right here in the studio, at least for the time being, until we punch him in the head. Once again, thanks to Jay Davis for pouring the scalding hot chicken broth in my face today to help my cold. It's kind of embarrassing, you know, to be a radio announcer. You can have a broken leg and come to work and be fine, but you have a sore throat or a plugged-up nose, and pal, you got problems. That's what I've got today. So I realize I probably sound mediocre. I probably sound good because normally I sound terrific. So with my highly developed, well-trained voice, I would assume it's not that noticeable. You know, I mean, I have quite a ways to come down till I match the mediocrity of the other disc jockeys in town. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Can't kill me! When I talk like that, you know. Speaking of tomorrow, which I was about to do, this Sunday, tomorrow, the Watch the Dimes will be holding their Super Walk. So we figured here at Channel 14 that we'd help out and make a big event even bigger. Now, basically, what we want you to do is volunteer. Or no, we're volunteering our audience, that's right, to walk the 25 miles with us and help the March of Dimes in their fight against birth defects. Hopefully you've already registered, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. It starts, I'm told, at 10 o'clock at Three River Stadium. Colin Steele and myself, providing I eat enough vitamin C and these silly cough drops to get rid of my nasal congestion or whatever, we'll be there walking with all the rest of you-ins to help fight the March of... Not fight the March of Dimes. Whew, that sounds terrible. To help fight birth defects and help the March of Dimes. If the 25-mile super walk tomorrow morning at Three River Stadium, hopefully we'll see you then. And you can join us and... I'll tell you what, bring along a transistor radio, and we'll turn it up real loud, keep it on KQV, and we'll all walk in rhythm. KQV! 22 to 5 o'clock on Something Different here in the Blackbirds. Walking in rhythm. Walking in rhythm, those guys are from Howard University. For what that's worth, I guess that's around here. That's what Ron Hughes says. Ron Hughes is on what, between what, 2 and 5 in the morning, Frank? Frank, 2 and 5 in the morning, right? Yeah. Whew. Frank's not with it here on his first day back from vacation. 19 to 5 o'clock, where's Something Different? I am world famous on Pittsburgh's original radio station, Channel 14, the initials of the best friend you'll ever have.
KQV!
One of my favorite songs. Also long enough for me to run next door and buy some Kleenex. From 1969, David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Graham Nash, Woodstock Music.
It's getting to the point. Oh,
yeah. David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Graham Nash from 1969 performed live on stage at Max Yasker's Woodstock. That is Sweet Judy Blue Eyes on Channel 14.
KQV
World Famous.
Hi, this is Donnie from the Jaggers. As sure as 1 plus 1 is 2, we always listen to KVQ.
Whoa, that's not right, man.
Yeah, but it rhymes, man. It rhymes.
Hey, check this out. Show is 1 plus 2 makes 3. What? Is that right? We always listen to KQB. My golly, that rhymes.
Sitting in the class, showing up fun, making love to you.
Pittsburgh's very own Jaggers off the LP Come Again. That is 2 plus 2 on Channel 14.
KQB.
12 till 5 o'clock on the radio station that spells out the initials of the best friend you'll ever have in Pittsburgh. This is Channel 14 KQB. I am world famous, along with my rather attractive talking time-telling pig Peggy, not to be confused with the extremely interesting, well-educated, and always informative Walt Golden and the news.
Jerry, your sense of priorities is fouled up.
Well, you're
an attractive pig? Oh, come on. Okay, we have news. This is rather interesting. That Delta State University scuba divers today broke what they say is the world record of 144 hours for the continuous playing of Monopoly underwater. Boardwalk and Park Place might be some other great real estate ventures completely submerged, but the young contestants are still going toward 200 hours of underwater Monopoly play. Now the important
stuff. Wait, hold it. Underwater Monopoly.
Underwater Monopoly.
How do you play Monopoly underwater?
I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet.
I've tried it in the shower a couple of times, but not actually underwater.
Okay, we'll have to work on that one. Well, the important stuff right now, the Old North Bridge at Concord, the place where the shot heard round the world, was fired on April 19th, 1775, was the scene today for President Ford's calls for renewal of America's belief and commitment to human rights and liberties. Most of the 125,000 people there cheered and applauded, but some anti-bicentennial groups gave the president some of the worst heckling he's had since taking office. Here in Pittsburgh, United Steelworkers Local 1597 has endorsed one of its members running for Allegheny County Commissioner on the Socialist Party ticket. But now there's controversy over whether the union really means it. According to the Western Pennsylvania Socialist Workers Campaign Committee, the 4,400-member local endorsed Neil Byrne at an April 14th membership meeting. However, Local 1557 President James Fiore says Byrne injected himself into the endorsement without revealing that he was a socialist candidate. And incidentally, Mayor Pete Flaherty is expected to announce his endorsements for city council a little later today. That's for the May 20th primary also. And another entrant in this spring's political sweepstakes is getting some rather rough publicity today. Pittsburgh's Democratic City Council candidate Mamie Lee is being accused of harboring an escaped con from Western Penitentiary. State police say they nabbed 32-year-old Rayford Otis Holden at Miss Lee's home the 7th of March. She's being called for an April 29th court date. For KQV Continuous News, I'm Walt. I didn't mean it, Peggy. You're attractive, really. I'm sorry.
Hi, Peggy!
And last but not least, but still the highest paid, I am world famous.
Hi, world famous!
KQV! It's lonely out tonight, baby. Won't you
cut off the LP reunion, that is B.J. Thomas. Another Done Somebody Wrong song. 6:05 o'clock, 4:54, Something Different. I am world famous on Channel 14, Pittsburgh's original radio station, spelling out the initials of the best friend you'll ever have, KQV. Wendy the Weather Girl just walked in. I think she has an updated weather report for us.
Hi, world famous.
Hi there.
Here's your new weather forecast.
Thanks a lot, Wendy. I noticed you didn't have any comment on my cold that I have. I thought that maybe you would bring me something warm to put on my chest or something. No, that's not what I... Get off my lap. That's not exactly... Well, it's not that I didn't have that in mind, but I don't have to... Give me the weather. Thank you. This afternoon, considerable cloudiness, windy, and cool. Tonight, cloudy, breezy, and colder. Low in your 40s. Tomorrow, sunny. High in the 50s. Dynamite day to walk 25 miles for the March of Dimes. See you at Three River Stadium about 10 o'clock. Currently in the City of Champions, it's 53.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Ooh. From 1967.
We ain't gonna miss till the day.
at dawn. Of course, guy that'll make your day a lot merrier, hell of a nice guy, the former emperor of Pittsburgh, reigns again between 5 and 7 a.m. on Channel 14 at 6 after 5 o'clock. KQB, the initials of the best friend you'll ever have. Pittsburgh's original radio station. Something different. I'm world famous with Peggy the talking, time-telling pig. Not to be confused with the person on my left at microphone number 2 wearing glasses. Although Peggy does have her shades on today. Spring-like weather. Here's Walt Golden and an update on the news.
Well, I won't tell you the time, but I will tell you the news. And speaking of emperors and such, Mayor Flaherty is announcing his May 20th primary city council endorsements. First on the list of the favorite incumbent council president Lou Mason, along with two other incumbents, Richard Caliguri and Eugene DePasquale. Two new candidates entering the field also met with the mayor's approval. Labor leader Jack Barrett, who is also a member of the Stadium Authority, and City Treasurer's Office field investigator Nick Komernitsky. And along with Flaherty's spring endorsements comes the new look of spring. The mayor says he's heading for city council chambers Monday morning to ask them to earmark some $250,000 for Pittsburgh's fourth annual street tree planting program. The mayor says if you'd like to see a little bit more green on your street, contact the Department of Parks and Recreation. And more good news for the communists, but not so hot for the South Vietnamese. All of Binh Tu An province has now fallen. That's along the Pacific coast, and it cements communist control of the entire northern two-thirds of the country. In the Saigon area, where more than 200 Americans and their dependents have fled today alone, and 3,000 to 4,000 more remain, intelligence reports say communist troops outnumber government forces by more than 2 to 1. For KQV Continuous News, I'm Walt.
Hi, Peggy!
And I'm world famous.
Hi, world famous!
KQV!
Meanwhile, back in the year one.
Why am I always last?
When you belong to no one. You didn't stand a chance, son. Skating away.
Jethro Tull, off the OP War Child, skating away on the thin ice of a brand new day. It's 10 after 5 o'clock. Something different in Pittsburgh. I am world famous on Channel 14, Pittsburgh's original radio station, spelling out the initials of the best friend you'll ever have.
KQV!
I was just consulting with my producer-director, Frank Manapana, as to why I have a cold up my nose. I have some bad news for Mr. Ed McMahon and the Anheuser-Busch Company. Now, if this is any indication and or reflection on my social activities late in the nighttime in Pittsburgh, I do by here announce I believe I'm allergic to brown bottles and the beverage therein contained. I think I'll stick to wine from now on. Eric Burden at War from 1970.
I was...
Herbie Mann, instrumental solo on Channel 14, Pittsburgh's original radio station, spelling out the initials of the best friend you'll ever have. Song called Hijack.
Hi there!
All right, Clancy, that's enough. It's 18 after 5 o'clock. Where's Peggy? Frank, where's Peg? My talking, time-telling pig. Oh, she doesn't like to be too close to me today. She's afraid she'll catch whatever I have. Like to catch what she has. 18 after 5 o'clock. There she is. I am obviously world famous. With a cough drop in my mouth. I am suffering from your basic sniffles. You didn't notice. It's because I have such a normally highly developed, well-trained voice, which will, in between chewing on the cough drop, raid your Pittsburgh land weather. This afternoon, considerable cloudiness, windy and cool. Let me get rid of this thing. There we are. This afternoon, considerable cloudiness, windy and cool. Tonight, cloudy, breezy, and colder. Low. In the 40s. Tomorrow, sunny. High in the 50s. Currently in the City of Champions, it's 53.
KQV!
World famous!
Yes, I am the overtly talented, humble, modest, honest, super-duper star in the Steel City. Sometimes lewd, crude, and rude, particularly on my phony telephone. Knowing right line time, your acoustical opportunity to telephonically get it off your chest and or let it all hang out, coming up shortly at 333-9190. Now, here's the Jackson 5!
The eyes of love will watch you.
Jackson 5. I am love. Actually, I am world famous. This is something different in Pittsburgh. Channel 14, Pittsburgh's original radio station, spelling out the initials to the best friend you'll ever have.
KQV!
25 after 5 o'clock. That is Peggy the talking, time-telling pig. I am world famous. I'm the one on two legs. She's on four. Basically, the only difference between us, I am told by my... Did you see that? A car went by with a dog sitting out of the driver's side, out of the window. I just saw that through our KQ view here at 7th and Smithfield in downtown Pittsburgh. A relatively new car went by with a large German Shepherd with its head out the window. It looked like it was in the front seat driving. And it pulled over, and the man got out and walked up to the fireplace. No, I'm just kidding. Frank Manopina, back from his vacation in Miami Beach, Florida, has informed me that there is a gentleman standing by on the phony telephone to get something off his chest, so to speak. All right, Clancy, let's not be... So I shall officially declare it crime line time at 333-9190.
World-famous phony telephone, you're on the air. What's your first name?
Ross.
Ross, well, what can I do for you?
Well, I'm from the March of Dimes.
Oh, welcome to gripe line time. Do you have something to complain about?
No, I don't have anything to complain about.
Oh.
Just let you know that we appreciate all your efforts on KQV.
Well,
the March of Dimes Walkathon.
We're enjoying helping you out, or as we say, make a big thing even bigger.
Right.
We'll be there tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
No, not 10 o'clock.
No, not 10 o'clock.
Not 10 o'clock. We want to start between 8 and 9 o'clock in the morning from Three Rivers.
You're kidding.
No.
That's a bit early.
A little bit.
I mean, not that I'm asking you to change the plans of the, you know, function on my account between 8 and 9 in the morning. That's what you said.
Right. 8 and 9.
That's awfully early. But how long will it take us to walk 25 miles?
Well, we're anticipating that the bulk of the walkers should be back to the stadium by 5 or 5:30.
By 5 or 5:30?
Right.
That's a long day.
It certainly is.
Will we have rest stops along the way? And
yeah, there are 9 checkpoints, including the stadium,
yeah.
At which you'll be receiving water and Clark bars.
Is that guy from Weep used to work here? Is he involved in it?
The guy from Weep that used to work there?
Yeah. Giving out Clark bars. I thought maybe Larry was walking.
No, I don't believe he is.
Oh.
He might be, though.
I don't know why I'm throwing a plug in for him. He doesn't work here anymore. It's kind of dumb, isn't it? Oh, listen, I have to get back to work. I have a cold here today. I'm trying to shake it, so I'll be there in tip-top shape tomorrow.
Good.
I have a bad case of the sniffles or something.
Well, a 25-mile hike should work that out of your system.
I need inspiration like that. I sure do. Listen, thank you for calling.
Okay.
And we'll see you tomorrow morning between 8 and 9 o'clock.
We'll be
starting
for you.
At Three River Stadium.
Right.
What do you mean you'll be looking for me? I got enough troubles. Just leave me alone. See you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
This KQV Pittsburgh. If you ain't listening, it's a shame.
Off the LP To Be True, 5:34:26 till 6 o'clock in the evening. This is something different in Pittsburgh. I am world famous with your Pittsburgh land weather. This afternoon, considerable cloudiness, windy and cool. Tonight, cloudy, breezy, colder and dark, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine and lollipops and a daytime high in the 50s. Currently in the City of Champions, it's 54 degrees. Got a supernatural thing. Your love. Benny King.
One more time.
Supernatural thing that is Ben E. King on Channel 14.
KQV.
5:39:21 till 6 o'clock in the evening, a Saturday in the Steel City of Champions, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15219. I just throw in the zip code once in a while to make it sound real, real official. Has today been a bummer for you? I have a case of the sniffles. I have a cold. What went wrong with your day today? Boobies? Do you have pressing problems on your mind? Possibly sinus congestion? Is the bill collector at your door? Is someone running out your back door? Is your dog in heat? Is your husband in the cooler? Did you lose your job? Did someone do a job on you? Did your wife find out what you're doing your night out? Did your girlfriend find out you're married? Are your parents hassling you? Do you feel unwanted by your mom and dad? Have your parents and family moved away and left you behind alone? Does your girlfriend know you have a case of terminal acne? Does your boyfriend know that you're expecting problems and only 15? Did the phone company turn off your telephone? Has your conservative neighbor broken your face and or your radio yet on account of your choice of liberal radio stations, such as KQV? Can you hear me? Well, regardless of your problem, if Mother Bell hasn't yanked your cord yet, and if your musical box is still stuck on KQV, and if you're still listening to my highly developed, well-trained voice, which I'm completely in control of, spewing out my creative and imaginative mind that is able to dazzle you with sparkling entertainment and outlandish, hilarious humor, then I'm extending the opportunity to you, a chance to prove to a rather large listening audience that you're also, or almost, as world-famous as world-famous. Are you extremely interesting? Perhaps a pseudo-celebrity or impressionist? Possibly Protestant? Have you heard a funny joke? Do you look funny? Can you prove you're possibly more world-famous than world-famous? Do you have a gripe? Do you have something to get off your chest? Do you want to talk to me? Have you got a dime? I got the time. Then let us telephonically communicate on the world-famous phony telephone, 333-9190. World-famous. Yes, I have 13 questions. We'll skip the first 12 and ask the last one. Where's the men's room? Question 14, do I need a dime? Right blind time, 333-9190.
Deep in the darkest hour.
World famous phony telephone, you're on the air on Pittsburgh's original radio station.
Hello, is this Mr. Famous?
No, just world famous.
Oh, hi.
What is your first name?
Yeah, Mike.
Hi there, Mike. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oakland.
Welcome to Channel 14.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
What was your voice like before you had the operation?
What was my voice like before I had the operation?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I called Hal Murray the other day.
Yep.
I asked him how you got such a deep voice.
Yep.
He said you had an operation.
Well, I did, but that was for something else. That was to keep the hair from growing back on my legs. I don't really like to talk about that too much.
Oh, okay.
That was
I don't want to embarrass you.
What do you do in Oakland?
What do I do? I'm a philosopher.
You're a philosopher?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm Protestant myself.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Nothing like that.
I'm disappointed in you. Oh. I said you pegged for an atheist, for sure.
Just sounds that way.
Yeah.
No,
what do you do for a living?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I model raincoats on weekends in back alleys of Pittsburgh downtown streets.
Was that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, you're that little guy.
Yeah, the little guy with a see-through raincoat. Yep. There's something I haven't outgrown yet since school, since grammar school. I just loved it. The show and tell.
Well, except you're all tell and no show.
Get off my phone.
Hi, this is Stretch from the Jaggers. You know, listening to World Famous and KQV is as easy as 2 + 2.
World Famous phony telephone, you're on the air. What's your first name?
This is Rick Derringer of New York. I'd like to grab about your transmission antennas. They're a nuisance to our sky.
Is that so?
Yes. But you're a great disc jockey.
Sir, I'm not a disc jockey. However, I'm not even great. Actually, I'm the best.
So that's obvious because you're playing the best single out right now. That's Hang on Sloopy, my single.
Rick, we don't take requests.
Okay.
KQV World Famous.
Today we're talking to a car stereo expert.
That's right. I install car stereos every place I go. I love it. I love it. I love it. Mm. I started to put one in your face. I'm sorry.
Well, where do you install car stereos?
Oh, every place. I went to the zoo, put one in a zebra the other day, but the one place I love to put them in is in a car.
Obviously.
Thank the Lord for this. How I install car stereos. A little book that I use, and it makes it very simple.
This is Steve Tillich's book.
That's right.
Well, where can you get this book, How I Install Car Stereo?
At your Pioneer dealer.
What else can you get there?
Chocolate.
All the Pioneer car stereos and speakers are on display for you to see and hear at Lafayette Radio in Steubenville, Ohio. The people at Lafayette in Steubenville want to help you choose the right stereo and speakers for your car. Pioneer 8-track and cassette units with AM-FM stereo for custom in-dash installation are now available at Lafayette Radio in Steubenville, Ohio.
KQV!
It's 11 before 6 o'clock, 549. This is something different. I am the overtly talented, humble, modest, honest, super-duper star of a steel city. In a moment, we'll take a look at sports. But right now, getting ready for our big Saturday night dates, it's breath check time.
Mary's got nothing to do with it. Married women worry about their breath as much as any single girl.
Mrs. Mallory Jones, photographer and mother, talks about marriage, breath, and certs.
The really fantastic thing about certs is how it keeps working. I know when Ron and I are going out and I'm dressing, I can take a certs just before I'm ready, and when I come out, my breath is still fresh. And that's important because Ron always kisses me before we go out.
You're a lucky lady, Mrs. Jones.
It's all skill.
Certs with Retsin not only stops bad breath, it keeps on working even after the candy's gone.
I think her old man's a little, you know what I mean? You have to kiss your wife all the time. This is Channel 14, Pittsburgh's original radio station, spelling out the initials of the best friend you'll ever have, KQV. I am world famous with Peggy the Talking Time-Telling Pig and the Sniffles and the Sports. A final score just in the American League Tigers whooped the New York Yanks today, 8-3. Elsewhere in the National League, the Cubs over the Mets, 4-2. Reds beat the Astros today, 9-8, edged by them down in Texas. Here's the latest in scores from the NBA playoffs. Houston 117, Boston 102, and the Seattle Supersonics over the Golden State Warriors, 57-47. What else do we have here? Why do I have a bunch of news? It's... Oh, boy. Whew. I'm telling you, that just cleared up my sniffles. See those two girls in the big green Cadillac? Blonde hair? Why do I have... Walt Golden brought me in some sports. I have a bunch of news here, something about H.R. Haldeman. I don't care about that turkey. Elsewhere in sports, the California Angels took advantage of 5 stolen bases, 3 errors, and a passed ball to squeeze out of a 6-5 win over the Chicago White Sox today. It's good to hear. What else do we have? Oh, here we are. I thought I had a sports story about Billie Jean King and tennis, but that's not here. Well, that's here. I had some mail. Can I open it? I'll open it.
Hey, Jerry.
Yes.
There's some mail there.
There's some mail here for me. No females, just a bunch of mail. Someone from our illustrious broadcasting staff brought this in. So he was our chief engineer. He's the gentleman with a little funny blue and white striped denim cap on, going, woo, woo. let's see. Has no return address. Let me read it to make sure it's clean first. This is really funny. This really brightened up my day. Says here, that's Denise Oliver, isn't it? Rick, go get her and bring her in here in a minute. I want to talk to her about the concert last night. Says here, wouldn't it be fun to stop the world and watch all the people fall off?
And now for another episode of As the Ball Bounces.
Good morning, AJ Enterprises, AJAY. We'd like to play around with you. Sir, I do not play around personally. That is our new advertising slogan here at AJ. This year, we're introducing our new Invader Investment cast irons and the cutest line of golf bags you've ever seen. Oh, you hate all that walking. Why don't you try tennis? Everybody plays tennis, and AJ makes everything you need, including our exciting new line of C-Sport tennis wear. Well, yes, of course AJ makes tennis clothes for women. Exactly how big is your wife? That big. Does she like to bowl?
Will our mysterious caller take his wife bowling? Can AJ, with its huge array of sports equipment, save the day again? Tune in tomorrow for another episode of As the Ball Bounces, brought to you by AJ Enterprises. If AJ makes it, you get a lot of fun for your money.
Oh.
6 till 6 o'clock. 5:54, something different in Pittsburgh. I'm real famous. Your updated Pittsburgh land weather that Wendy just brought in. Tonight, cloudy, windy, and cold. Low in the 30s now. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and cold. High in the mid-40s. But it should be a good day to walk 25 miles and help the March of Dimes fight birth defects. Currently in the City of Champions, it is 54. Something new and kind of fun. The group is called Foxfire. Bumping your jeans on Channel 14.
KQV.
2 till 6 o'clock, 5:58. This is something different. Pittsburgh's original radio station. Channel 14, the initials of the best friend you'll ever have, KQV. Obviously, I'm the overtly talented, humble, modest, honest. Super duper star of the Steel City. There's a lot of, how can I say this? And not get in trouble. A lot of female shoppers buzzing around downtown today. And, what's up, Frank? Don't just... do we have a log record we can play so I can sit here and stare at them? Ooh! Almost Saturday night in the Steel City! Pittsburgh, PA! Led Zeppelin! Look out! In Pittsburgh at 6 o'clock, this is something different. Obviously, I'm the overtly talented, humble modest, out of super duper star of the Steel City. I am world famous. Channel 14 spelling out the initials of the best friend you'll ever have, KQV. The station that refuses to give anything away, but we're more than willing to share everything we've got. And together, we can make it happen. 333-9190. Let's get together and have some dialogue. Here is Chicago.
Are you optimistic?
Can make it happen, yeah.
We can make it happen.
KQV.
World famous phony telephone. You're on the air. What's your first name?
Ian Sarkowski.
What was that again?
Ian.
How are you today, Ann?
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Plumborough.
From Plumborough?
Yeah.
How are things out in Plum?
Okay.
Good. Welcome to Pittsburgh's original radio station, Channel 14, KQV, spelling out the initials of the best friend you'll ever have. What can I do for you? Did you call up to get something off your chest? Did you call up for gripe line time?
Pardon me?
Did you call up for gripe line time?
What's that?
Why did you call, Ann?
What do you mean? Isn't this KQV?
Yes, it is KQV. I said, why did you call?
She wanted to know if she could be on radio.
How big is your radio?
It's like a record player than a radio.
How much do you weigh?
72.
Yeah, you're small enough and it's big enough. I guess you could be on it.
Okay.
But don't fall off.
Okay.
Well, famous phony telephone, you're on the air. What's your first name?
Robert Lutz.
Oh, what's that again?
Robert Lutz.
Oh, where are you calling from?
From Homestead.
Oh, welcome to Gripe Line time. Do you have something to get off your chest?
Yeah.
What's that?
You didn't play enough of...
Just take your time here and spit it out. We don't play enough of what?
Enough of boogie music.
Enough boogie music?
Yeah.
What is boogie music?
Like jungle boogie.
Jungle boogie?
Yeah.
I don't think we have that anymore.
Don't ya?
I don't think so. What specifically is boogie music? So I can tell my producer to play more of it. I don't know what boogie music is.
Like Jungle Boogie?
Well, I know that's one song. But
Johnny, what in a general category is boogie music? You mean dance music? Is that,
yeah,
what you're referring to? Like bump music?
Yeah, like bump music. You got any of that?
We might. How about this one?
It's 11 after 6 o'clock. This is Something Different in Pittsburgh. I'm world famous with Van McCoy. Guess I'll be LP Disco Baby. I say time to move your hips. Time to boogie. Time for the hustle.
Do the hustle. Do the hustle.
Van McCoy and the Soul City Symphony. That's off the LP Disco Baby. And Do the Hustle. That's a fun song. No, really, it is. This is Channel 14.
KQV.
14 after 6 o'clock, I am world famous. This is Something Different. And this is King Harvest from 1973. Boy, this thing brings back memories for me. Living in Atlantic City on the East Coast at the shore. Coming in late at night, early in the morning. Streaking on the beach and going skinny dipping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We get it.